The Senate voted overwhelmingly last night to debate a proposed constitutional amendment that would let Congress and the states put caps on political spending. But debating the amendment is probably as far as this will go. For Senate Republicans, voting yes was a strategic maneuver, NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Democratic Senator Joe Donnelly called the vote tally.
The ayes are 79. The nays are 18.
That's a dozen votes more than the 67-vote majority needed to actually pass the amendment. But it was a procedural vote. 25 Republicans voted aye. This lets them spend days debating the amendment and less time on other measures Democrats want to vote on before the midterm elections, such as equal pay for women and college affordability. Democrats pretty much ignored the stalling tactic and insisted this was an important vote. Here's Massachusetts Democrat Elizabeth Warren.
There are times when action is required to defend our great democracy against those who would see it perverted into one more rigged game where the rich and the powerful always win. This is the time to amend the Constitution.
But setting the political gamesmanship aside, one question lingers. When pollsters ask Americans about the political money system, overwhelming percentages basically say they hate it. So why doesn't Congress do something? The numbers are especially lopsided since 2010. That was when the Supreme Court issued its Citizens United ruling, setting the stage for super PACs, million-dollar donors, and the secret money flowing to so-called social welfare groups. The liberal watchdog group Public Citizen recently commissioned a bipartisan poll on attitudes toward political money and the constitutional amendment. Bob Carpenter was the Republican pollster on the project. As he discussed the results, there weren't many gray areas.
It's Republicans, Democrats, and independents alike that believe the system is broken and needs to be fixed, that the influence of special interests is too strong, and that Citizens United is a bad decision and needs to be overturned.
He said Republicans and Democrats were equally opposed to Citizens United by better than 2-1. Republicans in Congress say the constitutional amendment would gut the First Amendment's guarantee of free speech. Carpenter says people in the poll mostly rejected that argument. But if the polls are so clear-cut, and politicians pay such close attention to polls, why doesn't Congress follow them on this issue?
There are a lot of reasons why Congress doesn't respond to it.
David Keating is president of the Center for Competitive Politics, which generally opposes rules on political money. He says polls ask the wrong questions, badly phrased questions, not enough questions. And in polls about the First Amendment, he says, people strongly support it. Really, he says, this is all about political hardball.
So if Democrats are proposing a proposal Republicans think will hurt them, they'll oppose it. And if Republicans support a proposal that Democrats think will hurt them, they'll oppose it.
It's not a constitutional analysis, but perhaps the best explanation as to why, at least when it comes to political money, Congress does not follow the polls. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.